The economists are missing the political point here. Economic stimulation is only a secondary goal of the Bush tax cuts, most of which won't kick in until long after this recession is over. No, this plan's main objective is a wide-ranging disinvestment in government itself. It would achieve this by launching yet another attack on the federal revenue base. In its current form, it would bring total tax cuts since Mr. Bush took office 2 years ago to more than $2 trillion over 10 years. $2 trillion. For the White House, the beauty of this plan is that it would likely lock George Bush's philosophy into the federal budget long after he leaves office. A permanent, anemic revenue base would leave little money for future presidents to deviate far from Mr. Bush's parsimonious domestic budgets. The most glaring shortcoming of the White House plan is the additional grief it inflicts on the states, which collectively are reeling from the worst budget deficits in a half century. Since most tax codes are connected to federal tax laws, Mr. Bush's $600 billion tax cut automatically adds another layer of lost revenue to the staggering budget shortfalls that states must make up with budget cuts to education and other vital services. The budget crisis in the states is not the result of profligate state spending. It's the result of this recession, driven by falling profits and capital gains receipts and lost income tax collections from the unemployed. The states have to make up for that lost revenue with program cuts that postpone public works, lay off teachers and professors, and increase personal out-of-pocket expenses on such things as health care. These moves are likely to only deepen the recession. If Mr. Bush really wanted to stabilize the economy, he could have sent $85 billion to the states to cover their recession-driven budget shortfalls, tiding them through and keeping their vital institutions intact until the economy recovers. But that, of course, goes against the strategy of sharply disinvesting in government at all levels. Instead, the White House intends to spend more than $300 billion to eliminate taxes on stock dividends alone. Few believe that this will stimulate the economy anytime soon, but most agree that it will increase the federal deficit and trigger more government borrowing. Years ago, when Democrats ran up deficits for domestic programs, Republicans, justifiably, made it an attack issue. What we're not supposed to worry now. You see, these deficits aren't the result of pesky people programs. No, these are the result of favors to investors. And that, dear listener, is supposed to make all the difference. This is Lesser Coyne.